You're listening to SBS News.
The trophy is staying in Penrith. They have defended their title. It is one of the greatest premiership defences the game has ever seen. They have lost four games all year, and they have completely dominated in one of the great grand final performances.
Penrith ensuring the wait for Parramatta fans goes beyond 36 years, and that combination...
19 of the 34 players that took the field in the NRL Grand Final are of Pacifica or Maori heritage. Most of them grew up in the most culturally diverse area in the entire country, Western Sydney. After being crowned premiers for the second year in a row, Penrith players Stephen Crichton and Brian To'o were gifted leis to put around their necks before receiving their premiership rings and lifting the premiership trophy.
Mine's from my missus, one from the missus, one from the family. It's just a little gift of appreciation on their support, and just shows how proud they are of us. So win or lose, I know that they're always going to be happy for us, and it's a bit of cherry on top just getting that win as well.
Big shout out to all the little kids out there, not just for St Mary's, but all the kids in Western Sydney. That's who we do it for, and hopefully those kids can achieve their dreams and play in a grand final one day.
With Pacifica and Maori players comprising almost 50% of those in the league, the battle was dubbed the Battle of the West, and it's being celebrated for more than just the 80 minutes of last night's match. Locals in Penrith and surrounding suburbs, also known as the Foot of the Mountains, are still celebrating in Sydney. The NRL Grand Final returned to Sydney for the first time in 3 years. Penrith have won 67 of 78 games in the past 3 seasons, with their average winning margin beyond 13 points. In one of the most one-sided deciders this century, the Penrith Panthers defeated the Parramatta Eels in a near-perfect first half, before Parramatta's only 2 tries came in the final 4 minutes. Panthers coach Ivan Cleary.
Just so proud of the boys, I mean, for everything they've done all year, but to be able to come out and probably play our best game of the year on tonight, so proud. They're just so hungry, it's so good.
For Penrith, it was the 4th title in their history, and they became only the 2nd team to defend their crown in the NRL era. But the scarier question for the competition is, when will the Panthers' dominance stop? The club won the title across every grade down to under-18s this season. Penrith assistant coach Cameron Seraldo says he is proud and emotional as he leaves the club to join the Canterbury-Bankstown Bulldogs as head coach next season.
Yeah, probably this morning dawned on me that this was, the sort of end of a little journey at Penrith, and it's been 11 years, but it's loved every moment, been pretty privileged to work with such a great group of people. They're such a pleasure to coach, so it's really cool to sort of have this moment now.
Once the partying and the celebrations wind down, players will take a short break before joining their international teams for the Rugby League World Cup next month. And not long after that, players will take a holiday break, but the Panthers will prepare for an off-season match against St Helens, known as the World Club Challenge. The battle of the NRL and the Super League's premiers hasn't occurred since 2020, with COVID forcing the last 2 editions to be abandoned. As for the Eels, Parramatta will seek inspiration from the premiers, Penrith, and their recovery. The Panthers lost the 2020 Grand Final before showing resilience and winning the competitions in 2021 and now 2022. Parramatta captain Clint Gutherson.
Yeah, firstly, just want to say congratulations to Nath, Yowie, Ivan and the Panthers boys, outstanding year again. He's obviously here for a reason, and he showed that again tonight. To all the fans from both teams, I just want to say thank you so much for the year. You guys make this game great, and again, showing out tonight, both teams outstanding. To Brad, the coaching staff, look, we've ride the roller coaster again this year, and no one gave us a chance to be here, so love yous all. To our boys, we're going to miss a few of you next year, and I can't wait to spend the next couple of days having a few beers with yous, and you know how much you guys mean to me, and again, to all the families, as Dill said, you guys ride that roller coaster just as much as us all, and both teams, thank you so much to all our loved ones, families, extended families, and thanks for the year, and see you next year.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.